Hi, I'm Judith, and today we have divers here to talk about their sport of diving.
Can you introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Jeremy Sagai. I'm the head coach of Union College Diving, and I also am the head coach of Full Out Dive Club, a local club diving team that also practices at Union College. And today I have four of my divers here, as well as some of my coaches, and hopefully they can introduce themselves next.
Well, I'm Billy. I dive for Jeremy for Full Out Dive Club, and I'm in 8th grade, and I dive for Varsity Saratoga Springs Diving.
My name is Davis Harrington. I'm a freshman diver at Union College, as well as an assistant coach with Jeremy at Full Out Dive Club.
Hi, my name is Raina Moses, and I am a diver on Full Out Dive Club.
Hi, I'm Anna. I'm a junior at Union College, and I dive for Jeremy for the college team, and I also help him coach his club team.
Have any of the divers had an accident?
We have a really good video of an accident from yesterday, actually, if you want to watch it.
Wow.
I know our people on the podcast won't be able to see this, but this is Davis from yesterday at practice.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did you see that, Judith?
You gotta see the slow-mo.
So he was jumping, and his foot slipped off the side of the board. And then he came back up.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, so it's like, their accidents happen sometimes, but for the most part, it's a pretty safe sport. But obviously, you know, when you're flipping like that, it can be somewhat dangerous.
Yeah, we were watching some flipping online and thinking to ourselves, oh my goodness, that must really hurt if you come down the wrong way.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, diving, it's a little scary, but it's a lot of fun.
Somebody mentioned possible belly flops, and I said, well, we'll have to ask him about that, right, Takei?
Yeah, I think every single person here has belly flopped or back flopped multiple times.
Pretty much every person who's involved in diving has like a reel of videos of them smacking. Yeah.
That's your evidence. I like it. Those are your battle scars.
Part of what brings us together. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You've all had it happen to you.
Yeah.
Why do divers take showers after they dive?
Marina, how do you take showers?
Because it's chlorine, and it's like, if you don't shower, then you stink. And also, when you go into the pool a lot, if you don't shower, your hair gets like dry and
so that chlorine is in the water,
yeah,
in the pool water.
Not good when you go in like every single day.
Right, you're always in
so
that chlorine.
I'm also assuming you probably saw that on like YouTube or something. So yeah, they do it for different reasons as well. Obviously, like after practice we shower, but why else do we shower?
It's mostly just because you're cold. It's they have warm showers so you can get in between dives.
You gotta keep your like arms and legs nice and loose so they don't lock up while you're diving.
So when you get cold, your body kind of gets tight, mm-hmm, and you want to stay loose.
Mm-hmm. Also, when you smack, it kind of helps ease the pain.
How long does it take divers to learn their moves?
Like we're watching some fancy moves. Like, that's how quick, like, how much time does it take to learn? How do you learn all those moves?
Well, our coach helps us a lot by showing us. It's kind of, you learn little steps to eventually learn the full dive. And sometimes that can take one practice, or it can take 6 months. It just depends. Depends like how willing you are to do it and how your body is reacting.
Yeah, I think a lot of people watch people at the Olympics and they're like, oh wow, like how do you go from not diving to doing the front 3.5 pike? Like it doesn't happen in a single day or a single year most of the time. It's a collection of years and many hours of practice. And you like anything in life, you start with the basics. You start really small. You start with just the tip of the iceberg. So you start with front lineups. You start with hands first entries, and then you start to add somersaults and then twists, and you know, you just add on to what your base. So
how deep does the diver's water need to be?
I think legally it has to be 10 feet deep if you're jumping off of... So the 1 meter is the lowest springboard. I think legally it has to be 10 feet deep. But for most people, especially like once you start jumping higher, 10 feet deep would be way too shallow probably. So it's normally
that
like...
That might be
12.
Minnesota. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it needs
in
to
New
be
York
12.
State.
Oh, for us it's 10 feet.
Yeah, New York State.
Most pools near us are 13 feet deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours is 13. Yeah, 14.
Yeah, 13. 13 even like... For me, at least, I hit the bottom every time I do a dive. Not, like, hard, obviously, but, like, usually my hands are able to touch the bottom. Yeah. Yeah.
And then for platform diving, I think the minimum is, like, 17 or 18 feet, so...
That's deep.
Yep.
Who was your role model when you were a little kid?
Is it that college coach?
For me?
Which college coach? The one that Maya was making for me.
Oh, maybe. I don't know, but I would say for me, I dove in high school. It was probably a lot of my other high school divers that I dove against, and I dove against some really, really good kids. One of them was definitely, he was actually younger than me. His name was Manny Pollard, and he actually ended up diving out at the University of Minnesota. And Davis is from Minnesota, so he dove with this kid as well. So
kind of cool. Yeah, I think diving is, like, different, you know, because, like, with basketball, you know, all the kids, like, LeBron James, hockey, like, Messi and all that, diving's a little weird because a lot of people, like, there's not that really that many famous, like, well-known divers. And a lot of people, like, I started in eighth grade, so, like, I didn't really grow up looking up to divers all that much.
I think your coach also has a really big impact on you, mm-hmm. and if they believe in you, then you start to believe in yourself a lot more.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Raina?
Well, I just became a diver like a few months ago, but I've been a gymnast since I was like really little. So I looked up to all the like really good USA gymnasts, and then like now I look up to Jeremy and Davis and Billy and like all the other people that are on my team.
So is there a connection between doing gymnastics and diving? Like, did that help you?
Yeah, because in gymnastics you do a lot of like flips, but and diving you also do a lot of flipping and stuff. But also some of the things like when you're on the bars, it doesn't really relate to diving. But like when you actually like dive into the water, it's not really the same as gymnastics. But like when you're in gymnastics, you have to have strong legs, and so you move diving. So.
So what got you started to be a diver?
I dove during the summer, so and then like gymnastics just kind of got old and like I didn't really like it as much, so I became a diver.
That makes sense.
What is the hardest move?
That's kind of a tough question. So the way diving works, like for scoring, is you have the judges score you, so anywhere from 0 to 10, and then you also, for each dive, you have a degree of difficulty. So one of the easiest dives you can do is probably a front dive tuck, and the degree of difficulty is 1.2, and that's a multiplier. So the judges will give you your score, so let's say it's 5, 5, 5. So you add those scores up, and then you multiply them by the degree of difficulty. So theoretically, obviously, I think what you're trying to ask me is what the hardest dive is, and the hardest one would be one with the highest degree of difficulty.
Isn't it
which
back 2.5, 2.5 twists?
No, it's like four. It's like reverse 3.5 pike. I don't
know.
It also has to do with the person.
That's true.
And their ability.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could all go around and say what our hardest dive is.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe have a hardest and then least favorite.
Well, hers and least favorite at the same time.
What is it?
Reverse 2.5 on 3 meters.
So what is so, why does that drive you the most nuts?
Well, I've only done it like 2 times, I think, because I was just practicing double reverses on 1 meter, and then Jeremy forced me to go up and then do it. And it's just
why
like,
is a reverse scary for her?
Explain what a reverse is.
So a reverse is when you jump forward and do like a backflip, so it's kind of like a gainer. So it's like once you get used to it, it's not as scary, but your head is going like kind of towards the board. So it's a little scary to get over that at first, but once you do it, you get used to it.
So it looks like you're going to come right at it?
Yeah, but you learn that you're not going to hit it.
All right. I'm not trying it.
For me, my hardest, like my highest degree of difficulty and my least favorite probably is the same as Billy's, except for I do it on 1 meter. I'm just saying it. So it's the same thing. It's 2.5 somersaults, like going back towards the board. And it's just my least favorite because, like, whenever I do it in a competition, I just get completely nervous and turn into, like, a mental case. So that's probably
like before a big test, Takai, that's the way, you know, how your palms get all sweaty.
It doesn't happen to me.
It doesn't happen to you. You're confident.
You're lucky.
What about you?
Mine is probably a front flip full twist, and my least favorite, I don't know, I don't really like doing like front flip 1.5.
Front 1.5.
And then whenever I try to do it, I land straight on my stomach. And that's probably happened to me all the time.
My favorite dive would be a front dive half twist, which is nice and easy for me. And then my hardest dive and my least favorite is probably an inward double, which is where you're facing the board and then you jump off and you have to do 2 flips in the air. And I guess it's more of like in my head. I get in my head a lot and I get nervous. But yeah, it's all about like overcoming your fears.
So diving is a very individual sport, right, which they say can get into your head a lot more than if you're, say, competing in a basketball game and there's people to count on. Like, how do you get over that? Like, your mind must be your biggest obstacle.
I think I'd say diving is like 80-90% mental. So during meets, it's good to just calm yourself down and not, like, think too much into things and just, because you practice the dives over and over again, so that when it comes time for the meet, you can do it without thinking about it, and I think that's kind of what you go for.
Yeah. It's also, like, it is an individual sport, but you count on your teammates just as much as you need to count on yourself.
Yeah, so talk about that. How, like, what is the team aspect? So you take your points together in a competition?
So you get individual points. You place, so you either get first, second, or third.
Okay.
But those, all your points count towards the team. And they go towards your overall score.
So you really are a team up against another team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It's different for the college and the club team. So for the college team, it's similar to, I don't know, if you're into like a track meet. So you have different events. So you'll have a swimming and diving team. So our swimmers will be swimming. And if they get first place, they get 8 points for the team. They get second place, it's like 4 points. And then it goes down and down. So same thing for the diving. The diving event, if we get first, second, third, we get 8, 4, and 3 points or something like that. And then for the club divers, and so that's how that's how it's a team sport for the college. But then for the club divers, there are team scores as well. It's a little bit less like team, I guess, oriented for scores. But you're trying to make, one of our big goals for the club guys is to make AAU nationals and then hopefully USA nationals, things like that. So you need, that's more individual, I guess, as far as scores and things like that.
Yeah.
How do divers do a small splash?
That's kind of called ripping your dives, and the way to do that is you need to put your hands together like this, and you need to put them over your head, and you need to squeeze your ears and look at your hands when you enter the water.
Yeah. Let's see your form. Ready? Try it. Show us again. What are you going to do with your hands? All right, Takai, let's see your form.
Right,
come on. Ready? Yeah,
let's
see.
I'm gonna try. Put your other hands.
Judith is trying.
You hold it like this.
And then squeeze.
All right. Over your head. Squeeze your ears and look at your
hands. Squeeze your ears. Good. There's your squeeze.
Nice.
Perfect. Good job, Judith.
And then once you're here, you swim through.
So when you hit the water, they come apart.
Yep. You basically make a hole for yourself, and you pull yourself through the hole. And you bring air with you, so
yeah,
interesting.
So
it sucks you down.
What creeps?
It makes like a pretty cool sound when you do it. So when people are watching it, you'll know when they get like a really good rip because it makes like a big pop sound. And it kind of sounds like a vortex a little bit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So to what causes, I'm trying to pull up the video for you because I show these guys sometimes as well, but what cause, here we go. So this is a slow-mo of a diver going into the water. So what causes splash when you hit the water is the air coming down. So like, you know when somebody does a cannonball?
Yeah.
What causes a big splash is they pull all that air underneath them and with them, and then it all comes back up and it explodes. So what the diver is doing when they hit the water, when their hands come apart, they're basically spreading all the air bubbles out underneath the water. So if they do it correctly, so see how all the air is all dispersed? We want it all to be spread out as far as possible, because then it comes back to the surface nice and gently. If we hit the water with our hands together and they don't come apart, then we're just taking all that air down and it comes right back
up. Right,
so we want to hit the water with our hands tight, so we're making a hole, and we're taking all of that air underneath, and then we're pulling it apart and try to just spread all the air out underwater. And then they'll actually, like on platform when they're really fast, they'll spread their legs as well to spread the air bubbles out even more.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that.
It's like a whole science to it.
I didn't know we did that on platform.
Science, you hear that, Eli? You got to always do your best in science. it's part of everything.
Can you tell us about your team?
What would you like?
Like, how many people are on a team? How much do you practice? How much do you compete? Mm-hmm. Like, how does it all work on the team?
So for our college team, right now we have 5 divers, technically, and then we practice 5 to 7 days a week, depending. So, you know, we'll usually have meets once a week during the bulk of our college season. And then sometimes when we're away training, like we go to Florida every year with the college team, so we'll go and train, you know, 7 to 10 days straight down there. And then that's pretty focused and intense training. And then for the club team, we practice anywhere from 3 to 5 days a week, and usually anywhere from 10 to 15 kids at a practice. And I think we have about 50 total that are part of the club.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Yep. Not everybody comes all the time, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the name of your team?
Union College Diving Team, and then the Full Out Dive Club team.
Has your team won any awards?
One of our divers won at our Liberty League Championships, which is our it's like our conference meet of the year. One of our divers got first place on 1 meter and 3 meter.
He won the Liberty League Diver of the Year.
Oh yeah, he was the diver of the year for our conference too.
Same.
What dive did he do that was so impressive?
Well, you do 11 dives.
11.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just all of them.
You got to show every skill to be diver of the year. I can imagine.
Can we ask you some personal questions?
Absolutely.
Do you have children?
None of us have children.
No.
Nope.
Just these guys on the team.
We're still children.
Right, they are children. You're right. Old children.
Yeah.
Someday that'll be you too, buddy. You'll come back and visit us when you're an old child, right? I know. But when you're an old child, will you come back and visit us?
No.
What? Judith will. Judith, you can come back and tell us how Eli's doing. We know you'll come back. Right?
I guess.
She guessed. Takai's never going to leave, so that's fine. We'll know
I am going
to
leave.
Oh, okay. One more year in elementary school? Are you nervous for middle school?
Yes.
You're a little nervous? You'll do great.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
I'm 13. I'm 19.
I'm 10.
I'm 20.
Do you have a Valentine?
Yeah, we were writing these right around Valentine's
Day. I would say Davis is my Valentine. And I would hope he'd say the same about me.
You better be careful. They're going to ask you girls if you have Valentine's. No Valentine's, Eli? Any special Valentine's for you this
family.
Year?
No,
no, nobody for you. Okay. Randy,
do you have a Valentine?
No.
Ooh, I'm hurt.
Oh, am I supposed to? Oh,
well, feel free to chime in on Valentine's at any moment, even if we're not asking that question. Well, I guess jump right in.
Nope.
No.
Like Maya or like Eliana. No. All right. No, I didn't have a Valentine. Maybe Mickey's my Valentine.
Jamie, I gave you a Valentine.
Oh. Yeah, I gave you a Valentine present. Yeah.
Oh, my mom got me a Valentine.
Yeah. She gave me so much chocolate. That was
How did you get started with beginning a coach?
Beginning to coach. Well, I mean... Okay, let's see. Back in the day when I was in high school, I dove at Schenectady High School, so you guys are the Schenectady School District, so you guys will be there. And when I was in high school, we didn't have a diving coach, so for the girls or the guys team, so I volunteered to help. I knew a little bit about diving because I was diving on the club team at Union at the time, and the girls didn't have anybody to coach, so I started coaching there and just kind of volunteering and trying to help those guys out a little bit. And then I started coaching at Union over the summers with the old my former Union College coach. And then after I graduated, I coached at Siena for a year. And then I started coaching here at Union. And then I started the club team. So I did coach. Yeah, I coached high school at the Honison, and I've coached Albany Academy a little bit. Coached Emma Willard. So lots of other high schools in the area. So.
Do most high schools have a diving team?
The majority of the ones in the area do. I think almost all of them have a pool of some sort. Saratoga, but they practice at Skidmore. And then I think Shaker doesn't have one now because their pool was condemned for diving because the depth isn't deep.
Did you hear where they're going to practice? What college?
College.
Skidmore. Where are you going on March 8th?
Skidmore.
Yeah, for what museum?
I don't know.
You don't remember? They came here to visit us, the Tang Museum. That's where we're going on our field trip.
No.
Oh. Where is it? You'll have to ask them. Say, where's Saratoga?
No, I meant what day is it?
March 8th.
Okay.
Now he's ready. Now he's prepared.
You guys can talk about coaching.
Jeremy told me that he would pay me money.
And you're still waiting.
Yeah, there's so many kids in Jeremy's club that he always needs help out.
Right.
And, you know, we've been diving for a long time, so we know a lot about the sport, so we help out coaching.
I started coaching when I was 16 with my summer dive club. And I got started with that because I was a lifeguard there for a while, and they needed a dive coach, and since I dove, I said I would do it, and I'm still doing it.
Waiting for the paycheck, right?
Waiting for the paycheck.
You won an award for that, right?
Oh, yeah, runner-up?
Yeah, I was runner-up. I didn't win.
All right, so they've got, like, some rapid-fire, this is kind of a tradition, favorites.
Okay.
Takai's ready. How do you want to do this, Takai? Do we want to, like, get everyone's answer to each one of these? Like,
yes.
Right down the line?
Yes.
Okay. So they're gonna give you a topic, and then you got to give us your favorite.
Okay.
All right? How about, what if they don't have one? What can they say? Pass?
I don't have one.
I don't have one. All right. So what's your first favorite you're looking for? Judith is going to tell us?
What's your favorite season?
Season. Where do you want to start? Right. She's ready.
Spring.
Springtime.
Summer.
Summer.
I win.
Wait, how'd you win?
Because I love summer.
Because you love summer, right?
Summer.
Eli, what are you? You're a summer guy or a winter guy? What are you?
Summer,
yeah. So we only had one spring. Yeah. Wait, let's guess. I say it's because of birthdays in the spring. What do you think, Judith? Why do you think if we only had one spring?
Probably
birthday. Takai, what do you think?
Probably.
Eli, what do you think? Why is your favorite this spring?
Maybe because it could be her birthday.
Could be her birthday, yeah. why don't you ask her? Say, why is spring your favorite?
Why is spring your favorite?
First of all, my birthday. Also, our pool opened, like, way at the end of May. at the JCC where I used to dive, and that's like.
That's a big deal, right?
That's my favorite time.
Yeah. So late spring when it's finally getting warm enough for pools.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Cookie dough.
Yeah.
Come back, yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna like.
Yeah.
This is a really important question. Like, of all the questions we've asked, this is really important.
They're far and away mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, mint chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Vanilla. Moose Trail?
Mm-hmm.
Moose Trail?
Is that a Ben and Jerry's?
No.
Interesting.
Next question.
What's your favorite song?
Oh.
I know, that's a tough one.
Party in the USA.
Yeah.
Probably Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Our house is the kids' bop version of Party in the USA, which is even better.
Any song that pumps you up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Nina?
I like a lot of songs. I like, I like all of Megan Trainor's songs.
Mm-hmm.
She's
good.
I'm not really at home.
Yeah.
I said Party in the USA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rocking After These Days by Macklemore recently.
Mm.
Good one.
Yeah. What's your favorite phone?
The iPhone.
Go with iPhone, yeah. iPhone.
Team iPhone, yeah.
What's your favorite kind of candy?
Sour Patch Kids?
Crunch.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups all day long.
Anything chocolate.
Twix.
Now that was much quicker than your ice cream answer.
That was definite.
Wait, let's do ours. What's your favorite? Judith's favorite candy. I know, there's so many. Takai, what are you into?
I have a lot of favorites.
Yeah, give us like your top two.
Reese's Pieces.
Yep.
And sour gummy worms.
Yeah, the worms are pretty special. Eli, you're a candy guy?
I like all
any single candy, doesn't even matter. Just give me candy. Got it. Judith, did you think of any? Nothing. All right. You're more into like broccoli and stuff. We get it. Cauliflower.
I don't like
okay.
You're the broccoli.
Oh.
I love every day for a month to have.
I don't need like other
carrots.
I have every day. I have carrots, right? Eli knows my lunch because he's been here. He entered a writing contest at the Open Door Bookstore, so he's been having his lunch, working on his writing entry, watching me eat my boring lunch every day. Right?
It's turned into a rabbit.
It's important to eat.
It is important to eat.
And what especially healthy.
And healthy sure. Stuff, right? Yep. Eli, you have a favorite to ask them?
Oh, what's your favorite game?
It could be any kind. Board game, video game,
Jump
sport game.
It's a diving game we play, and basically they jump off the board as high as they can, and then while they're in the air, I yell, jump, twist, or dive. And it doesn't sound that exciting, but for me it's really exciting because sometimes they cheat because they think I'm going to say dive. But then I say jump, and then they try to come back, but then it's smack.
So they're, like, ready to put their hands in first, and then they have to try to switch to feet,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
And they end up belly flopping.
And then they, yeah.
When we get a pool built here, we're definitely going to do that. So just be prepared.
You guys should come dive with us sometime.
Yep. Yeah. Look at that invitation.
Fun.
All right, games.
I like Candyland.
That's a classic.
I like... this game that we play where someone goes on the 3-meter board, like the higher board, and you have to like throw your chamois at them when they're in midair.
Can you explain a chamois to the kids?
A chamois is like, my mom calls it a squeegee, but it's like this towel that soaks up water, and you put it in the hot tub to like the same thing with the showers, so that your muscles don't.
So why do we use it to soak up water?
Oh, so that we can, like, squeeze in onto.
The warm water, right?
So, and so we're not slippery.
Yeah.
So tell us the game again with this chamois.
Okay, so you go on the two smaller boards that are on the side of the high 3-meter board, and someone jumps off the 3-meter board, and you have to throw your chamois at them, and you have to try to hit them, and, like, you try to dodge the most chamois.
While twisting, flipping, and diving. Got it. All right.
well... My favorite game is kind of a game for older kids. It's a video game called Fortnite that has swept the nation,
you
might say.
A lot of kids are playing that in my class. I like video game Fortnite.
Yeah. Very popular.
So it's even popular here, which sounds scary. All right.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Step Brothers with Will Ferrell.
Is it true, Step Brothers 2? I saw it on Facebook.
I sure
yes.
hope so. I don't know.
I think so. I didn't know if it was just like for pretend to psych me out that they really were making one.
I think I'd know if they were making a new one. I don't know.
We'll look it up.
That's really Watch Dogs.
It's an old one. It's called Tawny Boy. It's an old comedy.
Yeah, but a classic.
It's a very new movie. It's called The Greatest Showman.
Is it about a circus?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be great.
Yeah, it's supposed to be great. Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Has an amazing soundtrack. mine is Mamma Mia.
Because of the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What's your favorite animal?
Orca whale.
Yeah, these better be like sea animals, right? These
yeah,
all better be sea creatures.
What's yours, Rena?
A red butt baboon.
That's great.
What's your favorite sport?
Wait. I want to hear Anna's favorite animal.
Yeah.
I guess it's not really technically an animal, but it's Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
My favorite cousin.
That's great.
I should have said that was my favorite movie, because right. It is.
Mine's an otter. What, sea or river?
See what's the difference?
Oh, is there a difference?
Yeah.
Take both.
There you go.
I don't know. Maybe like a tiger? Like tigers?
What?
I don't see like a tiger kind of guy.
Seem like a tiger kind of guy.
Thanks, Billy.
What's your favorite sport?
To play or to watch?
Well, mine is diving, and if anybody else here says anything else.
I was gonna say my favorite to play is soccer and my favorite to watch is football.
Not bad.
Just kidding. Go ahead. You don't have to.
That was just some pressure.
I also like to watch football just because like it's funny when they're like tackling each other and then like the man on the bottom of the pile up is trying to get out, but all the big men are on top of him.
Yeah, that is funny. They say that at the bottom of that pile, some bad stuff goes on too. Like poking people in their eyeballs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not good. Don't ever get on the bottom of it.
Billy? My favorite sport is either hockey or diving.
Good save there.
I'm not very good at sports. I'm surprised I'm this good at diving. But for fun, I like to play volleyball.
Nice.
What about you, Eli? What do you play?
Nothing.
Nothing special.
I mean, usually I play basketball.
Basketball, yeah. Takai, what do you do?
I play soccer a lot.
Yeah. Judith?
Same thing.
Same thing, a lot of soccer. Yeah.
What's your favorite holiday?
St. Patrick's Day. My mom makes really good food for that.
I like Thanksgiving because you get to eat.
That's a good one.
That's funny. Most kids do not say Thanksgiving. The grown-ups say Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And the kids never say Thanksgiving.
I know what they
say. I say Thanksgiving.
What Christmas. Do they say? Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. Kids are always like Christmas. Eli, what are you into?
I say Thanksgiving so we
really?
Can get together for our family.
Wow. If you ask my kids, they want nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There's no presents. They're like, what? They don't even love like turkey
this
and stuffing.
Matter,
so they're not even really into the food.
Yeah, that's the only time where we can get together to see our cousins and stuff like that.
You're the two sweetest kids ever in the history of kids. I'm going to adopt both of you.
Yeah, not really if I'm with Eli.
No, you want to be separated? Do you want to come with me or stay at your house? I'll let you pick, Judith. Do you want to ship Eli away or do you leave him?
Eli away.
Okay, Eli, you come in with me.
No.
Judith is staying home alone.
I'm saying we have another sister. I mean, we have two more sisters.
Oh, okay, so she won't be alone.
She'll be with her worst nightmare, too.
Oh.
Her little sister.
Her little sister is her worst nightmare, even worse than you?
Mostly because she hits her.
Oh, yeah, and you would never hit your sister, right?
Never.
Never. Wait a minute. What's that look? All right, let's keep going. Sometimes there's a family drama here.
What's your favorite food?
Oh. Everyone's a little off right now. Sorry. The adoption threw everyone off.
I can't say I have one.
Two is fine. Three is even better.
I'll say Italian. Mm-hmm. All Italian. It's good.
Marina, what do you like?
I like sushi and cake pops.
Yeah.
Such fancy foods.
Cake pops from Starbucks. You ever get them at Starbucks?
Oh,
they make good ones at Starbucks.
City and yeah. There's like only cake pop shops, which I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm. No, wow. That big? Because the ones I know are like as big as a quarter.
Okay. Yep.
What? King size.
As of right now, I'm really into breakfast burritos. Probably really fried rice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pizza and sushi arenas. Good call, sushi.
Mm-hmm. We always ask that question, but everyone's always so hungry after school. I feel like we need to ixnay that question next time. Because I see the drool coming out of your mouth right now.
No, not.
You're actually drooling.
No, I'm not.
We'll get you a snack, okay? Just wait, like, we'll be done in 10 minutes.
What's your favorite show?
TV show.
Yeah. I like Parks and Recreation.
Marina?
I like the show called Vegas Cakes.
I'm noticing a trend. Anything cakes.
Okay.
Oh, and Cupcake Wars.
Right, of course.
I like it too.
Well, the best show in the whole world that you can't watch till you're like 20 years old is Game of Thrones, but don't watch it. But followed is probably The Office.
Yeah.
I like Rick and Morty.
I was going to say The Office as well.
Yeah.
What's your favorite style?
Like clothing style?
Yeah.
Like some of our kids are like, we have this girl, Dakota, who comes, but she's not here today. She wears sweatpants, like, every single day of her life.
Last year, she did.
Like, yeah, she's just starting, so she's into, like, comfy style. Takai, we always said she's an emoji style, because normally she's wearing emoji clothes, but not today. Well,
yeah.
How would you define your style, Takai?
Most of the time, like, I wear at least two or three colors.
Yes, right.
Colorful.
Very colorful. Judith, what's your style like? You're into leggings, right? Like my daughter Claire, she wears leggings almost every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Eli, what's your style?
Green.
Yeah, I'd say yours is comfortable, right? You just want to be comfortable.
I think his
is green.
Dinosaur
like
green. Trucks. Yeah, truck style. It's a good style. All right, this is a tough one, I know. That's why we had to model.
I like wearing like Under Armour shirts and like those kind of things and leggings.
Yeah. So, like, not, yeah, sporty, like, breathable. They say those clothes are breathable. Yeah, I'm not just, like, cotton. I'm with you.
I mean, I like to wear, like, sweatpants and comfy clothes when I have school. And then, like, on the weekends, I like to wear, like, button-down shirts and, like, khakis.
Fancy style. We've never had a fancy style before.
We're, like, the same thing every day.
That's the best answer ever.
I wear, like, khakis and a long-sleeve shirt or a sweatshirt. That's pretty much it. Go-to.
Right, like, his style's not that important. No, other things are much more important.
What? Button down?
Yeah.
It's a good look.
I used to wear sweatpants a lot, and then last year I studied in France, and the French dress very nice, and they look down upon people who wear sweatpants, so I no longer wear sweatpants.
Was there one specific incident, like when you walked outside down the road in your sweatpants and like everyone turned?
You get looks.
Yeah.
People look at you and like, oh la la. So now I have to dress a little better.
I can understand.
What are sweatpants
you're wearing?
Yeah, that's like these kind of
That's what you're wearing. They're like super comfy soft.
I think I have some of them.
You're wearing them.
You have some here in school, too.
Sweatpants?
Yeah, sweatpants. If you run around to them for a long time, you know what happens? You'll start sweating. Yep, Takainu. Hence the name sweatpants. Mm-hmm.
Do they do something?
Well, they're comfy.
Yeah.
They're super comfortable. Like, if you wore like jeans that are like tighter, they're not as comfortable sometimes as the sweatpants are like most comfortable. Like if you went to bed, you might sometimes sleep in sweatpants or run around. They won't hurt your legs at all.
They're good for snow day.
Yeah, snow day gear.
They work for me. Diving, that's it.
Just for like when you're getting ready to dive.
Yeah, when my mom just drives me there.
Yeah, because they're easy on, easy off at the pool, just easy clothes. Yep. That's what you're into. That's your style. We just figured it out today.
What's your favorite kind of music?
I like old music. I like stuff that you can dance to.
I like old music. I like newer songs. I don't know. But I listen to a lot of different kinds of music because my dad likes different music than my sisters and my mom.
Oh, so everyone's into their own kind of music. So what are you doing on a long car ride?
Blend.
Yes. Headphones. Sometimes headphones.
If you guys don't know us, I'm currently in my jazz phase. Listen to a lot of jazz.
Kind of jazz. There's lots of kinds of jazz.
Like jazz fusion. Yeah, a lot of Rhodes pianos and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was in a rap.
Nice. Probably like more like electronic or
kind of stuff you play at practice.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys play music during practice?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Keep it light.
Yeah.
Keeps it fun.
Yeah.
We like to dance a lot.
Not on the diving board.
Sometimes
on
the diving board.
And sometimes someone else will jump on the diving board with you and you'll forget about diving.
There's no video evidence of this.
I was going to say, I can show them the speech video.
For like Atlanta diving with the kid doing like the one with the knees where you like go back and forth.
No.
One of our students was trying to teach me that.
Or are you like your hands? I can't do it.
Right. Hila, let's do two more while they look these up, and then our time will be up.
What's your favorite color? Teal.
Blue.
Purple.
Maybe we'll have time for three more. That's
my favorite color is blue.
Yeah? Why blue?
Why are you wearing
really?
Yeah, it looks like you're a big green guy.
So that just came as green.
Yeah, he just came today, right?
Shoes are blue.
I always put these shoes.
Oh, isn't that
the... Well, they're the most...
What's your favorite hobby?
That's a certain dance, I think. That's a name.
Hobbies, like when you're not diving. We know you're diving like 20 to 24 hours a day, but
what do you have extra after you're done?
Right.
Diving.
I like to crochet.
You're gonna have to explain that.
Scarves. Like so with yarn.
No.
Like do all this.
Eating breakfast burritos.
Yeah. I like to bake.
Cakes. Yeah, I was gonna say. I think we could have all guessed that.
Lately, I've been eating a lot.
No one's ever said eating before. That's good.
I'm pretty into eating.
Right. You two are a good combination. All
right. I know, right? You can bake. You can eat the cake.
Yeah, cake pops.
That's pretty much just like hockey and video games.
Playing hockey, watching hockey?
Playing hockey.
Yeah. Now does that doesn't scare your coach at all? Like playing hockey sounds.
Only when he gets hit with a puck.
I was gonna say a little dangerous.
He complains that he can't come to practice because he can't bend his leg.
I had a feeling that was gonna happen.
Slack. I like to play golf in the summertime, and then anything outdoors.
Me too.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Good question.
Chipotle.
Yep.
I like Mexican radio.
Everything's good.
Any pizza.
Yeah.
La Mexicana, $2 tacos.
Like,
watch.
You said you like food. Where do you get all this food from?
I like Brandywine.
Thank you for coming.
Welcome. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. That sounds fun. Eli.